What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With a variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition.
Yeah.
There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection. Great to have you with me here on this Friday. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the second day of December 2005. We got a great show lined up for you in the next hour and 50 minutes at the bottom of this first half hour. Michael Collins Piper will be on with me. And if you don't know who Michael Collins Piper is, boy, are you in for an information treat, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to blow the lid off of Israeli crime in America, and we're going to blow the lid off of APEC crime in America, and we are going to blow the lid off of the Jewish Defense League's criminality in the United States, and the Anti-Defamation League criminality, and the B'nai B'rith International criminality, ladies and gentlemen. Criminals all. I'm calling today for an investigation in every single state in the Union. Begin the writing campaign. Begin the research. Find out who these people are. Get names. Get addresses. Get places that they live. Write down what they do, where they go, how much they gave the politicians, when they gave it to them, what trips they gave, where they went, everything about these people. Expose them. Write letters to the editor saying you will not support any candidate who accepts money from them. Call upon your free politicians, if there are any left, to start the fight, ladies and gentlemen, because it begins today. I am calling on Israel to be declared an enemy state of the United States of America. It is a criminal-run government in Israel. Criminals run that place. Full of murderers, thieves, and criminals, ladies and gentlemen. And the people who are living under that regime in that country are victims of these horrible, horrible people. We need to liberate Israel from their government because they are also holding hostage the United States government. They have controlled our government for years. They are using subterfuge. They are using murder. They're using obfuscation, they're using our own laws to enslave us, and they're using Zionist banking money to criminalize our entire nation. They have tried to stop any debate on the crimes they've committed. Now let's talk about some of these criminals. Let's talk about the head of APEC, the largest of all the PAC money groups in Washington, D.C. The head of it, Abramoff. Suspected of murder, ladies and gentlemen. Suspected of all kinds of criminal activity with gambling boats, with supplying free trips to Muhammad Atta, with actually killing his partner to steal some Florida boats, robbing money from Indian gambling casinos, with Tom DeLay, another criminal. We should hold him responsible, arrest him, place him in irons, and when he's convicted, place him on a wall and shoot him through the head. Ladies and gentlemen, when he's convicted, he should be shot dead for his crimes. This man has criminalized our entire government, along with the rest of the Israeli crime families that have gone run rampant across America. It's time we stood up. It's time we stopped these people. And I'm calling on the Jews across America who are turning away from these people. I'm asking for the Jewish support from American Jews to fight against this mafia that has so destroyed your wonderful religion, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful religion, Judaism, and it deserves better than what they've got. They have hijacked your religion, and they have stolen your faith, and they've placed you in terrible peril, and they've destroyed and perverted your religion in ways that only a mafia could do. And it's time for you to fight back. You, the Jewish people, along with us, the rest of the country, to stand up and say enough is enough from these people. The Douglas Feiths and the Pearls and the Wolfowitzes and all of these horrible criminals who have stolen our liberties and stolen our Federal Reserve and stolen our drug companies and just completely raped our nation. I'm asking for the support of the New York City Jewish community and rabbis across the nation to stand up against these people. They have enlisted the help of Pat Robertson. I want him arrested. He's a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. He's involved in criminal gambling in the United States. He's working on with gambling money from these Florida boats with Abramoff. So is Reed. This guy Reed from the Christian Coalition. He's in a big investor and involvement in gambling. This guy is a crook. They have used our Christian religions in America also to steal and to obfuscate and to rob and to destroy. It's time we all began to take our nation, our faith, and our pride and our citizens and our system of jurisprudence and our electoral system back. They have pushed us far enough today, and we now need to stand up and push back. You know, when we were talking yesterday with Ray McGovern, he said that what we need to do is actually put feet on the ground. We need to actually put bodies out there and start being heard. This is what I'm calling for. Take a stand. Write a letter. Write an email. Call your senator, your congressman, and say, this is enough now. We are coming, and we want justice from these criminals. They've done this in ways, ladies and gentlemen, that has destroyed, literally destroyed our nation. And we are on the verge of financial ruin. We're on the verge of tyranny across the nation, all because of these people. And I am not taking it anymore. I refuse to accept this crud from these people any longer. These people are thieves and crooks, ladies and gentlemen. They are a mafia. You know, I'm looking at this Abramoff guy. This man is as rotten and as filthy a human being as has ever been given birth to. And what we need to do is stand up and fight against the crimes this man's committed. Take a look at an article put out by, what's the name of it right here? It's at Mad Cow Morning News. Go to Mad Cow, P-R-O-D, madcowproduction.com, ladies and gentlemen, and start reading. It is an eye-opener and only the tip of the iceberg. Time for us to rise up and say you can't do this to us anymore. We'll be right back with more, ladies and gentlemen.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back with a vengeance here. We are not going to take any more prisoners for this. The lies that these people have told. It's time for the American public to begin to fight back against the crimes that are being committed against us. If we don't stop the theft of our money system through the Federal Reserve, if we don't stop the APEC people and the Jewish Defense League and the rest of these criminals, America's dead as a nation. This, I promise you, it's going down the drain before each of our eyes, and it's time that each one of us takes personal responsibility to fight back against what I know and what you know and what everyone who looks at this issue knows, is a crime of monumental proportions. We are victims. They committed 9/11 against us. There's absolutely no doubt in it. And I even had Ray McGovern acquiesce to those facts the other day. And fact is, ladies and gentlemen, dancing Israelis and the art students that were actually Mossad agents and bomb residue in vans and, profiting from this, the insider trading that went back to Israel. Much of the money went unclaimed, ladies and gentlemen, because they were afraid to take the money because it would lead exactly to the people involved. We're talking about crimes against human beings, unbelievable. And now we hear about the fake bombing, the fake sinking in the Gulf of Tonkin that was made up in Vietnam by these same criminals, ladies and gentlemen. We know what they've done. You and I both know it. We all know what's been happening, and it's time for all of us to write it down, to speak out, to say something. Go to whatreallyhappened.com and read. Take a look. And you know, on my website, we're getting 10,000 downloads. I went through in 1 week, 14 gigabytes of audio information in a week. That is unbelievable. That's 14 billion bits of information in a week, ladies and gentlemen. The word is spreading. Genesis has all kinds of downloads going out, people ordering the DVDs for the month. The word is getting out. The files are going up on PeerCast. They're going up on all over the net. And if you take a look today under I Am the Witness, or take a look at Daryl Bradford Smith, you'll find Ray McGovern's files. You'll see David McMichael's files. You'll see all of them. Morgan Reynolds, the people are coming out, Karen Kotowski, myself, Eric Hufschmidt, Jimmy Walters is fighting back. People across the nation are beginning to stand up now and say, we know the facts, we know the truth, we know what happened, and we're not going to be silenced on this. And the bottom line is, trying to silence me now would explode this message across the nation. It would be everywhere, impossible to extinguish. And as it stands right now, ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be extinguished. It has already begun. Pandora's box has been opened. The truth is out. And the truth rings true to everyone who hears it. And you and I all know today that this is the first day that some of this information has really reached us. I mean, take a look at this gambling boat scheme that was going on with DeLay. We knew this man DeLay was a criminal. And he was involved with Abramoff, and we know he was skimming money from Indian casinos, and we know he was murdering people and using strong-arm tactics in our Congress and running through lies and criminality. This is the same group of people, our vice president telling someone to F off right in the middle of a session of our Senate. Can you imagine this kind of filthy dirtbag? They're all mafioso, ladies and gentlemen. Every single one of them are mafioso, and we finally have an opportunity here to battle them back. You know, this is the Meyer-Lansky crew, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they all started out as. This is the mafia of mafias. We know they had involvement. We're going to talk about it with Michael Collins Piper. We had involvement in the murder of our President Kennedy. We know that. We know he was going to be going to the Security Council and asking for a declaration against Israel. Israel was sharing our nuclear secrets that they stole from us with China. That's right. We've had over 20 spy scandals associated with these groups, with JDL, ADL, and APEC, and People for the American Way. And we know that our media has been lying through their teeth to us because they are controlled. Go to my website and read. Read who these people are, Eisner and Roper and all of these criminals that are controlling the flow of information in our country. When we come out, ladies and gentlemen, these people will be arrested, will be tried in our court system, and if they are found guilty, we will ask for the ultimate penalty from these people. You know, it is time now for the public to finally say, before it's too late, it is a very, very late hour for us. If you don't think it is, just take a look around you. Gold is up to $505 an ounce, ladies and gentlemen. That is because the world has lost confidence in our dollar. We are, you know, the lies being spun out of Washington, D.C. that the economy is in good shape, it's all lies. It is smoke and mirrors. We are in deficit spending at a level unseen in history. This fiat currency we have is imploding, and our housing bubble has blown. And we will see over the next 6 months the country begin to fall apart financially. And it is in those conditions that people are really going to be demanding answers. The answers are here. The story is here. The truth is here. And we need right now to stand up and share this truth with every single person who'll listen. If we don't, it may be too late. You know, doing battle like this is a responsibility. It's my responsibility to do my best to turn over this country of ours to my children in better condition than I received it. And certainly, the way it is right now, I am not claiming that. I could not claim that. This country is in the worst condition of its history. And it has fallen fully into the hands of criminals. If you don't think that that's true, then you're not reading the news. You're not paying attention. And the worst part of it is that our press has been completely compromised into the hands of Zionists. I'm calling on the Jewish community more than any other to stand up so that they can fight side by side with us against these people, so they won't be swept up in any kind of blowback or backlash. They need to be part of our solution, not part of the problem. And it's important that they become informed as to just how terrible and dire the truth really is. Take a look at the facts around 9/11 and the art students. Once you start picking apart the facts, you are absolutely shocked that 3,000 of our countrymen were murdered by a Mossad and MI6 elements and people in our own government killed our own people so that they could have a theft of oil and a murder of millions. It's turning out to be millions of Iraqis. We should be bringing our troops home this hour, this minute. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Michael Collins Piper will be with us. We have lots more to come on The French Connection. Don't go anywhere.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The Nutramedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID, and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science. Science-based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top-quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence-based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the New World Disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time only on GCN.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back with a vengeance. We have lots to come with my guest that's coming up right now. He's a journalist, an author, and a researcher, and has shed light on the subjects that I was just talking about in this first half hour. We face a criminal cabal, ladies and gentlemen, generated out of the Middle East. It has been in power for a very, very long time, and it has been exacting terrible prices of the American public for decades, for generations. The things that are happening right now in the United States are by design. And Michael Collins Piper has actually chronologized much of the design of this criminality that we're going to discuss and what we were discussing. And I'm going to bring him up right now. Michael, are you with me?
I'm with you, Daryl. Good to be talking to you again.
It's great to talk to you again, Mike. You know, I was just ranting about the criminality. I mean, I was just reading about Abramoff's boat cruises and the fact that he was, you know, giving free trips to Atah, and how Tom DeLay was involved, how this guy Reed was working with him from the Christian Coalition, how money from his gambling boats was making it back to Pat Robertson's pockets. We're talking about there's a lot of people playing ball with this APEC group, aren't there?
Yeah, it's an amazing number of people. You know, it's funny you mention this because, you know, I'll tell you what I have found over the years. Now, I've often been accused of being obsessed with Israel and obsessed with the influence of the Israeli lobby in Washington. And, you know, I say to people, you know, they say, oh, you find an Israeli under every bed and under every rock. And I say to people, well, yes, I find them because they're there.
Yep.
I mean, this is the thing, you know, you cannot look at any major thing that is happening in official Washington without finding the intimate connections and intrigues of a relatively small group of people who all have connections to Israel and to the intrigues of the Israeli lobby. I'm sorry, you know, we're not talking a conspiracy theory here. We're talking, you know, simple basic facts.
That's right. And I agree with you, and I believe it is a very advanced stage national cancer. And I believe they are basically the inheritors of Meyer Lansky's mafia that has grown into a powerful force within our society, and it is exacting huge sums of money and control and victimization across our world, in fact. And how intimate are they with the bankers?
Well, you know, that's the bottom line of it all. We're talking money here because it all goes back to the control of the money system and these international banks of the Rothschild network that were responsible for setting up the Federal Reserve here in the United States. I mean, we're talking big piles of money that have accumulated for hundreds of years. And what happens is, as I've detected it over the years, you know, once people are so rich and so powerful, you know, they have all the money they need. And what the Rothschilds have done over the years is seed other fortunes that in turn seed other fortunes. You know what I'm saying? It's it's all a very carefully crafted network. They have so much money and they have so much power they can make or break any politician they want. the control of the media is the major broadcast media is and has been locked up from the beginning. Thank God there are alternative media outlets like your radio program and your network there, and newspapers like American Free Press that I write for. But for the most part, the average American gets his or her information from a handful of tightly knit corporations that are controlled by an even more tightly knit group of people. Very, very small number.
Got a few names? Got Levin. How about Eisner? How about Brofman?
Yeah, I mean, all of the, you know, I mean, let's face it, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory to point out the fact that all of the major networks are in the hands of people who are ethnically and religiously obsessed with Israel. and they are all part of this powerful network that has reached a pinnacle of power here in the United States. That's why my book, The New Jerusalem, addresses this wide-ranging array of power that's held in the hands of a very small group of people. And, you know, I tell you, this is very important. People say to me, okay, so what's wrong with the fact that all of these people have accumulated so much power? Isn't this good? Isn't this the free enterprise system? Well, you know, my answer to that is, you know, I spent the last 25 years of my life, basically, actually the last 30 years, before I actually became a professional writer and so forth, but there were two things that I was primarily concerned about. One was preventing the United States from getting embroiled in a war in the Middle East that I knew would be a no-win war that could only be tragedy.
Yeah.
And I was also concerned that because of the U.S. policy in the Middle East, that the United States could be subject to a terrorist attack from abroad. Mm-hmm. Well, what has happened? We did have a terrorist attack here in the United States, although the real origins of that attack are somewhat questionable.
Well, I think it came from abroad. It came from 120 art students and dancing Israeli Masada.
Yeah, you see, this is it. So we did have a terrorist attack from abroad.
Yeah,
and we are embroiled in a war in the Middle East. That I'm sorry, you know, President Bush declared mission accomplished a couple years ago, but doesn't look like it to me. There's still people coming home in body bags. So what we have really is so much power in the hands of these people who are so obsessed. They are the ones who are obsessed with the state of Israel, that the United States is paying the price for it. And I personally don't like it, and I know that increasing numbers of other people don't like it either. So because of this power and the malign use of this power, this gives us reason to discuss these things, because people are dying as a consequence of it all.
Well, the fact is that these people are malignant in many ways, because if you can tie in pornography to these people in the Central Valley of San Fernando Valley of California, you can tie in control of Dynacorp and the trafficking of women through their control of airports throughout the world. You can find state secrets being transferred to China through these people. What kind of things did you find out about?
Don't forget the drug trade.
The
drug trade. I mean, you know, Israel is supposed to be our ally, but I understand much of the ecstasy trade here, and ecstasy is apparently becoming a very big problem now, a new wave of drug problems and crystal meth. And all of this, you keep coming back to it. It comes in the hands of Israelis and so forth. This is our ally. I mean, you know, it goes on and on, you know. It's like, and like you say, coming this whole Jack Abramoff scandal, that apparently there are many, many people in Congress who have been caught up in his web. But you, I think what's happening now here, there are, I guess we've got to go here.
Well, you can finish that thought.
Well, what's happening is there are good people in government who are now striking back and using the police power to take some of these people into hand.
Well, let's talk about who those people are when we return, Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We got lots more to come on The French Connection.
Herbal Global Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome to realityzone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
And ladies and gentlemen, the great scat sounds of Giacomo Gates bring us back into this next segment. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on The French Connection, live and direct from Central France. IamTheWitness.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. You go there, and you'll be amazed by the power and the research that site provides. It is an incredible place for information, and don't forget to go there. There's lots of information that you can download, and there's articles and whatnot. Michael, I want to go back to you right now. I made a statement that this really, a lot of this was inherited through the Meyer-Lansky bunch. It seems like many of the elements of the JDL and tactics of the JDL and ADL and APEC have come right out of this man's playbook in the early part of this last century. How much of his infrastructure is still in place and part of this?
Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, what happened over the years, if you recall the origins of the organized crime syndicate in this country, it all largely began with the bootlegging era, where the drugs are another part of it. Everything is organized crime is romanticized as kind of, you know, the roaring 20s and bootlegging, and everybody wanted beer but couldn't have it, you know, so the bootleggers provided. Well, those illicit funds were racked up through gambling and through prostitution, through drugs and so forth, a lot of that original money was plowed into legitimate corporations so that people who were once considered low-life criminals, people who were making money off the vice industry, were actually becoming, you know, they were legitimizing themselves. A good example of that is the Bronfman family of Canada. I mean,
right.
These people started out, you know, as basically as low-life gangsters, but over a period of some 25 to 30 years, they started plowing all their illicit proceeds into respectable and legitimate companies, and now Edgar Bronfman is considered practically a prince among men, you know, so it's kind of an evolution there, but basically the infrastructure is in place. And I'll tell you something that I found out kind of through a circuitous means, but I found out that apparently the defense, you know, everybody thinks of the defense industry, the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
There are a few big companies, big major contracting companies, names that are well-known and so forth, but what is forgotten is that there are many, many subcontractors who do a lot of the work for the big companies. And one of my sources in the industry told me that probably as much as 50 to 60% of a lot of those companies are owned by people who might be considered part of the pro-Israel network in the first place.
Yeah.
And secondly, a lot of those people got into the defense contracting business because they were involved in the black market during World War II.
Right.
So after making illicit money during in the black market years, they just simply kind of went legitimate after the war was over. And so this is something, this is a little known aspect.
So Michael, what you're saying is that this war and other wars, including Vietnam, may have in fact been ways of fleecing American taxpayers,
yes,
out of any extra money they may have had in their bank accounts, and now they've gotten so greedy that they're starting to mortgage our future.
You know,
instead of just the public purse, now they're going out into our children's children and stealing their money.
You know, I want to emphasize something here, and I suspect you probably agree with me on this. Maybe you don't, but I'm not attacking the military when I'm saying this. I want people to be very clear about that, because most of the people that I've ever known in the military have been very honorable people. They're not people who want wars. They oppose wars, but they're ready to fight in defense of this country if need be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not attacking the military. I am attacking people, particularly civilian armchair war hawks here, like Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith and, dare I say, Dick Cheney himself, all of these people who were so hot and heavy for war against Iraq, but none of whom ever served.
Right. In fact, Cheney got 5 deferments.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so I've never served in the military myself, and, you know, I want to say thank God I never did, because I wouldn't have felt comfortable fighting any of these recent wars that have been declared in the name of my country by these warmongering intriguers. And, you know, frankly, what it all comes down to, I mean, we cannot forget that prior to this most recent Iraq war, most of the key people in the military were advising against it.
Yeah.
They did not want to go into Iraq. And I want to tell you something here. When Congressman Murtha from Pennsylvania stood up and said, hey, we got to get out of Iraq, he wasn't speaking for John Murtha. He was speaking for the military. The American military didn't want to go into Iraq, but once they were put in there, they did what they tried. They did what they were told to do, but now they are saying no more war in Iraq. And that's all it's about. That's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow. But that's because you know, people get so emotionally wrapped up in the idea of, oh, supporting the troops and so forth, you know, and we can't criticize the president while we're at war. Well, you know, the president just said here the other day that we're not going to cut and run as long as there's even one assassin or one car bomber out there. Well, I want to tell you, if that's the case, we're going to be at war forever.
Well, yeah, especially since we're the car bombers and the assassins. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. We got a short segment, the top of the news, but we're going to have Michael Collins Piper for the rest of this show. So you don't go anywhere. The news is going to come fast and furious. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow. The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, nattokinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard nattokinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of nattokinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading nattokinase researcher in the U.S. Nattokinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Scotch and soda. But in your eye. Baby, do I feel...
And ladies and gentlemen, we're coming right back here. I got a couple of announcements to make. We got a big week coming up next week, and... I got to clear a few things up here. Our stream has been being attacked. There's no other way to explain 139 people on my stream number two. This is the lowest number I've ever had in a year of being on the radio. And so I want to make it clear that this is in no way representative of what the French Connection normally does. Maybe we need to ask a few questions here as to how and why this is happening. It's certainly not normal, and I don't accept it as being just an anomaly. Something's happening deliberately. And as you well know, it is a federal crime to interfere with people's ability to hear these things. So if this has been being done intentionally, it's a crime. And I will try to find ways of prosecuting anybody who's trying to do it. That being said, Mike, we're going to go right back to you. You know, the importance of this message cannot be understated. Or overstated. I mean, overstated is what I meant, because it has to resonate in the minds of the public in order for them to start taking actions against these criminals. And it's going to take a lot more people than what we've been gathering together here to defeat them. Where are we with this, and what can we do to get this message further afield, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you, as I kind of briefly touched on this earlier. It appears to me that there is some backlash within the halls of power in Washington. I mean, we just recently had the two top officials from AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, a major lobby for Israel. They have been indicted and are going and should go to trial on charges, not quite espionage per se, but that's about what it amounts to. They were receiving classified U.S. information about Iran from an official in the Defense Department, and they've been indicted. Now, of course, I don't think it's any accident that this investigation and indictment of Scooter Libby, as he's so quaintly known, Libby,
Irwin Lieberwitz, you mean?
Yeah, this man Libby. I actually underestimated his influence here in Washington. I frankly, until he was indicted, I never had any realization of how truly powerful he is. And it's my conclusion based upon a careful reading and my own analysis of a lot of information about him and news reportage and so forth, that Libby in many respects was the head of this evil octopus, this many tentacled octopus inside the Bush administration. He probably far more powerful and influential in many ways than even people like Paul Wolfowitz, who was the number two man in the Defense Department. You know, I think Libby was the real mover and shaker in a lot of this, and the very fact that he was indicted, frankly, was a surprise to me. But in looking back at it now, I see that Karl Rove is kind of a cheap, sleazy little political operative, but Scooter Libby, he's the real goods. He's the real power.
Yeah, he's the guy that likes to write about training little girls with bears and whatnot.
I heard something about
that.
Well,
we can talk about that when we come back on the other side, Mike. But I also want to talk about your book and some of the evidence that you've been able to uncover. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the Kennedy assassination. How about the USS Liberty? How about, we got stuff to come, ladies and gentlemen. You hang in there. We got news for you at the top of the hour.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
If you are a business...